This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday that Hurricane Dorian is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane in the next few hours. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, one place it could make landfall is President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort.
The storm's track remains uncertain, but one National Hurricane Center projection puts Mar-a-Lago in Dorian's crosshairs as it aims for Palm Beach, home to the president's gilded private resort where he often goes in cooler months to play golf.
It's a great honor to have the president of China.
And sometimes host world leaders. The president's skipping a trip to Poland so he can monitor the storm, which he says could be an absolute monster. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization says the Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo has reached another grim milestone. More than 3,000 cases with more than 2,000 deaths. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Most Ebola cases in the current epidemic are in the Democratic Republic of Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu province. The World Health Organization says Ebola transmission has been substantial, but somewhat less intense for the past 10 weeks. On average, it says 80 people a week are being sickened by the virus. One of the latest confirmed cases is that of a 9-year-old Congolese girl who tested positive for Ebola in Uganda on Wednesday. She is the second confirmed case of Ebola in Uganda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A down day on Wall Street ahead of the 3-day Labor Day weekend. The Dow Jones Industrials are off 0.06%. The S&P is down by 0.11%, and the NASDAQ is off by 0.41%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong said he will not surrender even after he was charged by Hong Kong police with organizing an illegal protest Friday. Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports.
Hong Kong authorities charged two pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for 3 times and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago, and his is the most high-profile arrest since protests renewed in June.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Meanwhile, Chinese authorities have declined to renew the press credentials of a Beijing-based Wall Street Journal reporter Chen Hongwang. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The move by Beijing effectively expels a journalist who extensively covered President Xi Jinping and Communist Party politics. China's foreign ministry said, in a response to a fax question about Chung's visa, that some foreign journalists with the evil intention to smear and attack China are not welcome. The action comes 1 month after Chun co-wrote a story detailing an Australian probe into alleged links between Chinese money laundering and suspected organized crime. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A healthy gain in consumer spending suggests American shoppers are moving the economy forward. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
U.S. consumer spending increased 0.6% in July. However, the Commerce Department also says personal incomes rose just 0.1%, the smallest gain in 10 months. With spending increasing more than income, the savings rate fell to its lowest level since November. As the U.S.-China trade war has discouraged business investment and reduced exports, consumers have become more important to the American economy. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Ford Motor Company is recalling some of its vehicles because of a seatbelt issue. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Ford is recalling more than 550,000 trucks and SUVs because seatbacks may not properly restrain people in a crash. The car company says the trucks may not have a third lever needed for seat strength, increasing the risk of injury in a crash, although Ford adds it doesn't know of any people getting hurt.
Shelley Adler of AP. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.